They had diphtheria much when you were...
When I was a kid, several cases diphtheria when I was a kid. But for many years now, diphtheria is very, very little of it down this part of the country. And pneumonia, the first time I had pneumonia, it was happened to me in Savannah Hospital. Pneumonia in the hospital.
That's bad when you get
sick. I've had it all together three times. Imagine getting pneumonia in the hospital.
If you had your appendix taken out, you'd say you had an attack of what? Attack of...
Had what?
You had an attack of what?
No, if you had what?
You had your appendix taken out.
I don't know what that is for. I had mine taken out. Come to find out, I wasn't down there wrong with it. What I had was the muscle.
Oh.
I didn't find that out. I had the appendix taken out on 28th day of December 1920. 1945, I found out I had it also. 1956, I had 75% of my stomach removed. But if your appendix is out, you have an attack. Or I can say stomach or belly. And you know, you find some people that don't you dare use the word belly. Some people don't like navel. Look it up in the dictionary, right? Navel. And they resent belly. A depression in the center part of the belly. Some people say, my stomach. There's your belly. There's your stomach where I'm at. But then imagine that some people, no, that's bad to say belly. What the hell is a part of your body?
Yeah.
Of course, the same parts of your body that you don't discuss publicly.
What about that disease that would make you turn yellow, what do you call it?
Jaundice. Yellow jaundice.
Say if somebody ate something and didn't agree with him, it wouldn't stay down. You'd say he had the boil, he had the...
Well, some people say throw up or heave, vomit. So, to my knowledge, several different expressions for that.
Did you ever hear any Cubans or Spanish people ever hear an expression that they use for that?
No, I tell you, you think it was Cubans or Spanish people? I've said this many times. You find other people that know you, they tell you the same thing. A very, very rare thing you ever heard of a Cuban having appendicitis. For the reason that they use plenty of olive oil.
I didn't know that.
Cubans are rich for that olive oil.
How about, throw it up? Do you ever call that Cusquana, anything like that?
No.
Say somebody had throw up, you'd say he was sick. Where are you sick?
Your stomach. You had to be. I've seen the time when I'd heave, throw up, and wouldn't be a damn thing come out of it. But still I'll heave. Now, like I told you, I finally found out in 45, it was a Dr. Thomas. Had a clinic up there with a schoolhouse. I went to him, I got drunk one night. And I went out to the BOQ. I let the spy officer that I worked on them, I told him, I said, I'm going, I'm going to find out what the hell is wrong with my belly. So I came on up there, my sister was living out.